Hi everybody, welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. I am Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. This week we have another requested topic. We were chatting about some things on Facebook in the Mid-Hudson Roadrunners Facebook group, and some questions came up about returning to running following an injury and what type of plan you should follow and how to safely return back to running so that you ensure a fun and safe return and do your best to prevent any injuries. And so I said that we would make that this week's topic on the podcast. So the first thing to look at when you're going back to running is your general fitness level. So while you were injured, what were you doing to upkeep and maintain your general fitness? And if the answer to that is nothing or very little, then you're gonna wanna start out your return back to running much slower. If you were doing other things, depending on the injury, swimming, biking, other things like that, then the engine or your cardiovascular system is ready to take the load of running. And then in that case, it becomes a matter of working your way back into the impact and load of running at a safe volume. And so since that is the situation here, the person who kind of requested this, they've been upkeeping that cardio system. We're going to kind of stick with that as the example for today's episode. So how do you know what the right volume is and the right load to put on your system? And the answer might sound a little bit simple and a little bit basic, is you want to listen to your body. So what I usually tell people to do is when you're getting back into running, the first thing is you're going to think about things in terms of time, not distance. So if you set out to run for 30 minutes, you run 15 minutes, turn around, run back, or you just do a 30 minute loop or 30 minutes on a treadmill or something like that, then there's no expectation of a certain amount of distance being covered. And generally you will be less internally competitive with yourself, generally. And so it allows you to focus more on the quality of what you're doing than the quantity. It also helps, also helps you focus less on pace. So the faster you run, the harder your legs will hit the ground usually. So what they found is the higher the speed that you're running, the more impact forces are related to it. Now, whatever your normal speed is, doesn't mean you need to slow down, because there's a whole other set of problems that come with trying to run slower than your natural pace. But what we don't want you to try and do is try and push that pace above and beyond maybe what your body's ready to do. So if you leave your GPS at home, you leave your iPhone at home or Android, and you run what I like to call technology free, and you're simply focusing on the way your body feels for a given period of time, studies have shown that there will be less risk of injury or re-injury as you're doing that. The next thing you want to do is follow the standard 10% rule. So depending on where your fitness is and what's going on, let's just say you're starting out with a 3 20-minute runs a week, and that would be 60 total minutes of running. And if you're looking to increase that by 10%, the following week you're going to be able to do, as long as you're feeling good, 66 total minutes of running. You want to up that by 10% each week. Then what you want to do is, after 3 weeks of increasing, you actually want to decrease back to that middle week. So what I would say is, if you were, let's just make it easy and say you were running 20 minutes the first week, the second week you're going to up that by 10%, you're going to go to 22 minutes. And then if you're going to up that again, then you're going to end up at somewhere around 24, 25 minutes for that third week. Then in the fourth week, you're going to go back down to 22 minutes, and then you're going to increase again by 10% from there. What that does is it keeps you from adding too much volume too quickly. Now, there's different ways to play with this, and this is a really basic formula, but when you're coming back from an injury, this is a really good way to play it safe. Now, the other thing this assumes is that you're starting from the right point, since everything is based on the point at which you start from. So if you're starting at a volume that is much too high for what you're ready for, then as soon as you start to increase, you're gonna feel like you can't hit those goals. Likewise, if you start at a volume that's way too low for you, then you're gonna feel like you're not going anywhere. It's taking you forever. As your volume gets a little bit higher, you will realize that the, obviously 10% of a bigger number is a bigger number. So you'll start to increase at a faster rate. And that's really where that deload week or that backwards week comes in as far as preventing you from upping yourself too much. Now, keep in mind, all of this is strictly volume based as far as minutes go. We're not really worried about the distance that you're going because we're talking about the time on your feet and the time that you're exposing your body to that impact and getting you more efficient and better able to handle that load. I generally recommend to people that they don't focus on their pace for the first 6 weeks that they're back. It is not that important, and unless you're training to get a specific time at a specific race, then you don't need to focus on that pace. And I would even argue that if you are training to get a specific time at a specific race and you feel the need to focus on the pace, then you probably haven't given yourself enough time to build up to where you should be to be 100% ready for that competition. So the big take home on this front is focus on the time, increase by 10% every couple of weeks, and then downgrade a little bit so that you go back a little bit. And don't worry so much about the intensity or the pace that you're running at. That will come back naturally as you go. Now, the other thing I will say is you do want to, as you're building back into running, pay attention to your cadence that you're running at. So this is where I contradict myself. If you have that GPS watch and it has a cadence feature, bring it with you. Just don't pay attention to the GPS part. Pay attention to the cadence part, or you can even usually turn off the GPS part and the cadence part still works. And for that, you want to make sure that you're staying at a comfortable zone and that you can pick a cadence and maintain it throughout the whole run, that you're not starting off at say a 180 and finishing at a 140. You want to maybe start off at a 160 and hold it. Generally somewhere between that 160 and 180 mark is what we're really looking for a good cadence. It very much varies per person, but that is a good rule of thumb to just kind of keep in mind as you're getting out there and getting back into it. Now, we are quickly coming to the end of this week's episode. We're hitting up on that 10-minute mark, but the other thing I want to make sure that we talk about is terrain. And what I would say as far as this, people sometimes will say like, oh, make sure you start off on flat ground or don't do hills or any of this stuff. I like to say vary it up, stay away from the extremes. So don't run up a mountain, but don't feel like you need to run on a track all the time or a treadmill. Run outside, go down your road. If there's a couple hills here and there, it's fine. But I wouldn't say start at, you know, the bottom of a ski hill and run to the top and say, well, that was my 20-minute run for today. That becomes way too much load and intensity on your system as you're building back into it. Now, if you have any more questions on this or you want to hear a follow-up episode or there's any more information that you want, I know that we really just scratched the surface here. Please feel free, let us know, and we'll delve deeper into specific areas on the next episode. But for now, have a great week. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or on Google Play. and you can find it every week on Thursdays on our website. We'll usually post a link to it on our Facebook page and Instagram. So try and subscribe, stay updated, leave us a review. We really appreciate all of the help and feedback, and we'll see you next week.